Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Visible by Numbers being broadcast on beautiful BBS Radio, the number one radio station on the Internet. This is your host, Allison, and I'm happy you decided to join me this evening, and I hope you're all doing well. And I want to start off by wishing you all a blessed Thanksgiving, and I'll let you all know that the one thing that I'm grateful for is to have the opportunity each and every week to do this radio show and to connect with such beautiful souls in my listening audience. So thank you so much for all of you that join me every week. I'm also excited to introduce you to my guest this evening. You know, I had the opportunity to have a reading with him, and I found him to be a very gentle and a very compassionate soul, but also a person who has a great deal of clarity and insight. And I knew as soon as I was getting the reading and talking to him that instantly I wanted to bring him on the show and share him and his work with all of you. So while you're listening to the show, I do encourage you to visit his website, which is www.russellforsythe.com, and I'm going to spell that for you, RussellForSythe.com. Visit his website during the show, and you can learn even more about him than I'm ever going to be able to get to in our show. And but during the show, I'm going to be discussing his work, and then later on in the show, Russell has very kindly agreed to do readings for all of our listeners, so you really want to stick with us. And I'll let you know about the time when it's time to call in, and, you know, whether you have some questions for him or would like to get a reading from him, we're certainly going to be opening up those lines a little bit, and you'll be able to connect to him. So my guest this evening is Russell Forsythe. He is a certified angel therapy practitioner and a medium. He's certified by Doreen Virtue. He is also the author of a wonderful book called Mariposa, which describes Russell's experiences and spiritual journey. He's also a healer on so many levels, physical, emotional, and spiritual. He assumes the role of a spiritual teacher with his many workshops and lectures. And it's just my pleasure to welcome him to the show. Hi, Russell. How are you?
Hi, Allison. I'm doing great. And I want to thank you for inviting me on to tonight's show.
Well, I wouldn't. I'm just excited to have you here. And I really want my listeners to, you know, be able to connect to you and hear a little bit about you. And because I think you're wonderful, you know.
Well, and the way you summed up my introduction, I just felt so honored. It was making me reflect on my last few years and my own personal journey to arrive to tonight's show,
so to speak. Well, maybe you might want to start off, Russell. I mean, I know that, you know, you're going to have to condense it down a little bit, but what got you into what you're doing and why you're here tonight and all of that? Maybe you'd like to tell everybody a little bit about yourself.
Well, sure. I was pretty much, I'm just your average guy. I live in Texas, in Austin, Texas. And in the year 2000, I discovered a family secret that was a 50-year-old secret, and it turned out that I had a brother. And this brother was adopted at birth, and everything that I'd built my life on seemed to shift at that moment. And you know, I had other issues just like everyone else. I had problems in certain areas of my life just like the rest of us. But this kind of triggered something that started a change within me, and I started opening up and looking at different aspects of my life, and I describe it as a healing crisis.
Uh-huh.
That I just kind of entered into, and that drove me to starting to read a lot of books. I read Doreen's book, Healing with Angels. And it had some information in there that really made me think about my own spiritual life and spiritual journey.
Mm-hmm.
And from that, I drew interest in one of her workshops in California that was an ATP training. And I went out there for a ceremony that was a part of the workshop. And in that week that I was there, I discovered I had a gift of doing readings.
Yes, you do.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, and thank you for that. I really appreciate it. And I came back and did 20 internship readings with my friends and people close to me, and right after I did that, I found out that I was getting more and more referrals and doing more and more readings in my other business and career. I started getting less phone calls. My phone really stopped ringing.
It's funny how that happens.
It is, and mm-hmm. I was a carpenter and a contractor for 30 years, and so I was very ingrained in that, doing historical restorations and pretty much at the top of my game in that area, and usually on a long wait with people, and suddenly all of that changed. And
mm-hmm.
as I started doing more and more readings, I started to have more and more experiences that helped shape and form and change my own belief systems.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the first things that happened to me in readings was a connection with a deceased loved one. And as that happened more and more, I decided to find out more information, get more training on that, and was certified as a medium with Doreen.
Mm-hmm.
That led to doing workshops and talks, and I described that part of my mediumship experience in the book Mariposa.
Mm-hmm.
But somewhere along the line, I got interested in crystals and crystal
sure.
healing, which I'd never been interested in before.
Right, and I'm going to be wanting to ask you about that
okay.
and get into that a little bit more.
Okay.
But
sure.
Because that fascinates me, and of course, crystals are near and dear to my heart, okay?
Okay.
You know, I'm a numerologist first and foremost. I'm also interested in holistic healing, but my journey with crystals, you know, that is something that fascinates me and something that I've, you know, had some real experience with. So, you know, I want to talk about that with you as well. But first and foremost, you know, if I was to say to you, okay, Russell, so you do readings for people, so what type of readings do you do for people?
Well, I do a variety of different things. Like I was mentioning, I did the crystal healing, I do mediumship, I do angel readings,
mm-hmm.
and I do some combination of those things. I have one session called a crystal angel reading,
uh-huh.
or actually crystal angel session is what I
sure.
call it. And I found out that I'm usually guided as to what to do in a session. But
right.
some people call me. I'd say my sessions are split up between angel readings and crystal bed sessions pretty
sure.
evenly, and I do a lot of mediumship readings.
Right, and I have to say, you know, being in this, I don't know if you call it a business, I guess it's just doing, you know, what you were meant to do. You know, I've had the opportunity to have many a reading. And certainly being a numerologist, a lot of people call me up and they want a numerology reading, so I happily exchange readings with people. I found your reading to be wonderful, in almost every aspect of it, which piqued my interest in you, which has sent me to your website, and I started reading all about you, and even more impressed once I got to your website. You really are a very gifted reader, and I think you're doing the right thing. Giving up the remodeling and the that sort of business. I think you really have found your forte here.
Well,
amazing.
I want to thank you, Allison, for saying that because that means a lot to me. I know you're very knowledgeable in this area, and I really can't express how much that means to me.
And
I also want to just put in here that your numerology work is incredible, and I highly honor and respect that about you.
Well, thank you.
Pretty much altered by that aspect of you the last time we spoke.
Right. Well, I think everyone's got where they belong, you know, and I just think that we do our work from the tools that we are most comfortable using. And
sure.
So, but, you know, your reading impressed me, and I've had many. So, you know, that's saying something. It makes me sound like a little bit of, you know, I'm not Cisco and Ebert of readings in general. You know, I don't mean to say that I'm a critic or anything like that. But I am highly skeptical. It usually takes quite a bit to turn my head during a reading or make me take notice during a reading. And I thought that yours was extremely insightful, and I was very impressed. And, you know, even more impressed with reading about the harmonic crystal healing bed. Way in which you went about, you know, I really would like you to talk about the divine guidance with this. I'd also like for you to talk about how you came about to designing this and incorporating it into your work, because it absolutely fascinates me. And also, you know, not to put you like totally, you know, on the spot, but, you know, maybe explain to people that are not all that familiar with crystals, and you even use magnets in this bed and lights and colors and sounds. But, you know, I just really kind of get into, you know, the bed, what got you to design it, where was the divine guidance, and what exactly is it and what does it do?
Okay, well, I'll try to see if I can put
the big agenda
in the best words. While I was going out to my ATP training, I read a book on the way, one of Doreen's books called Goddesses and Angels, and in that book she described a crystal bed treatment. Mm-hmm. When I walked up to the area that had over 500 people, a very lovely woman got me and took me to my seat, helped me get situated, signed up, and as we started, Doreen mentioned her and introduced her, and she was the one that had given her that crystal bed treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And I arranged a session with her and got my own crystal bed session. I never knew anything about crystals or crystal beds.
Mm-hmm.
I became fascinated with it and had my own crystal bed session with her, where she told me I was going to be involved in a new technology.
Uh-huh.
And it was on that crystal bed I started getting visions of me constructing my own crystal bed.
Wow.
I came back, I was resistant to that idea, and I came back and researched and tried to purchase my own crystal bed, even gave out, you know, had the check written, ready to go, and the man that made them would not build me one.
Mm-hmm.
And that was some, I think, divine interception in there.
Yeah, I would say so, yeah.
But I started getting messages from the angels about building this bed, and they would give it to me a piece at a time.
Mm-hmm.
I ended up with a 10,000-word document with a complete description on how to arrange this crystal healing bed.
Right. Now, are the pictures on your website, is that the actual bed?
It is.
Wow.
It's very colorful and amazing.
Very colorful.
Looking. And it's unique to the world. There's only one like it. And so I built this bed. It took me about 15 months to build it, and it combines ancient and modern technologies. There's the crystals, which I use Marcel Vogel cut crystals,
right.
And we could talk about that in a minute, but I also use crystal singing bowls, which are 5,000-year-old ancient Chinese healing modality.
Sure.
I use light and color,
mm-hmm,
as well for those different therapies. And I've got a magnetic mattress also in the bed.
Right.
Which is really good for pain and aligning pH and a variety of things, because our Earth is losing its magnetic pull.
Sure,
and
sure.
And so I incorporated that. And I also have what's called an angelic gate. It's Archangel Michael's angelic gate that I built into the bed as well. And
mm-hmm,
it helps lower the veil, and amazing things have happened on the crystal bed. But it's basically those combination of technologies,
right,
that come together. And
right. And what you're using with all of that, if you researched each and everything individually, you would absolutely find that you could get lost in the data and lost in different areas, you know, books on crystals, books on color therapy, sound therapy, healing, the bowls,
exactly,
the magnets. I mean, you could just literally get lost,
you're right,
in information on all of that. But there is there's scientific evidence on, well, you know, just the crystal itself is energy. It has energy just like we as human beings have energy. And aligning the right crystals to work to, you know, help heal people and all of that is you can research it till you're blue in the face. And there's those scientific evidence as well. I really honestly feel that eventually, and I think really soon, sometime very soon, that they're really going to be able to put all this together as scientific fact, you know, a lot of spiritual philosophy, and what is considered to be, I guess, Eastern healing, it's going to be something that's more acceptable, don't you?
Yes, and I think we're definitely finding out a lot of those things. And I have to tell you, I'm consider myself a skeptic. I have to have my own experience to,
sure,
really understand these things. And while I was building the crystal bed, my beautiful supporting wife would ask me, "How do you know that thing's going to work?" And I would just respond by saying, "I don't know how it's going to work, but I do know it is going to work." And
sure,
after I finished with the construction, I went on my own research journey about what I had constructed, and it was very interesting, the supporting scientific data.
Oh, so you constructed it first, and then you found the data afterwards.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't know anything about what I was constructing.
Wow.
I was doing it completely on blind faith.
Wow, that's fascinating.
And then an interesting thing happened. I had a person come in and experience the crystal bed, and they wanted to just look at it and study it. And after a few minutes, she looked at me and said, Russell, do you know what you've built here? And I was like, no, tell me. She said, you've built a Reiki crystal grid for the human body.
Isn't that amazing?
And it was, and she pulled out her Reiki Master's book, which I'd never seen, and opened up a page to this diagram that was very similar to an exact overlay to the positioning of my crystal bowls and the crystal bed.
Isn't that fascinating?
So, yeah, it's all, but, you know, it's all moving energy. That's what
right.
it is. And it's different ways to do it, and
right.
everybody reacts different to different methods.
Right. Well, you know, I've had some, you know, the thing with crystals is I was one of those people at one point that said, well, it's a rock. What is it going to do for you, right?
Yeah.
Super skeptical about, you know, carrying stones, wearing stones, and how could they possibly interact with me and help me, et cetera, et cetera. But I tell you, I think I had a couple of experiences, but one of my most fun experiences was actually going to a rock and gem show. And I'm a very sane person, and I got in there, and I was like a little kid with ADHD. I couldn't pay attention to anybody. My husband's a geologist, so I would ask him to tell me what that stone was. He'd be in the middle of an explanation, and I'd be running off to the next table. And I kept getting more hyper and more hyper and more hyper in this enclosed room with all these crystals. And finally, I got to the very last display at the back of the room, and I was looking at this yellow celestite, and I was considering buying it for my husband. And then I decided that I wanted to buy a piece for myself. And so I picked up this small piece of it, and I had it in my palm of my hand with my hand outstretched, meaning I wasn't even touching it with my fingers. And I'm looking at this crystal, and I'm deciding if this is the one that I want. And I'm not kidding you. It exploded in my hand. It totally shattered into like a million pieces. And I just sat there with my mouth open thinking, how was I going to explain this to the guy that owned the booth? You know, obviously I was going to have to buy it because I just shattered it, right?
That's powerful.
Yeah, yeah. And he was sitting there, and he thought it was pretty cool. He says, I saw that, you know, and he thought that was really interesting.
Wow.
And it was just, I don't know whether I was absorbing the energy of the room or all the crystals were interacting with my own energy, and I finally got to that peak point where I finally, you know, something exploded, you know, but I was, and then it was really funny because as soon as we left the building and we went outside to where there wasn't the concentration of the energy, where it was, you know, fresh air and sunshine, I was exhausted. I literally felt like I could lay down and take a nap. I had just, you know, it was just a complete shift in energy once I left the whole building.
Wow.
So that was my first experience really with understanding that you absolutely can interact with the energy of the crystals, and they actually can have an effect upon you, because it was so unlike me that whole day. It was interesting. You should have been there.
Yeah,
if you could have kept up with me.
It sounds amazing. And the first time I felt the vibration of a crystal in my hand, I was just totally drawn into how that works.
Right.
But energy, it transfers energy through the body, through vibration, and I
right.
have no doubt that you were just sending out these very intense vibrations. And the other way that crystals connect, you may know, is through heat and through light.
Mm-hmm.
So there's three ways the crystal can connect.
Mm-hmm.
And Marcel Vogel studied the crystal. He was a spiritual scientist and an IBM scientist.
Sure.
With over 100 patents to his name. And he cut the crystal to its purest form.
Right.
In order to work on the structure of water in the human body.
Sure.
And it's by changing this structure, by setting intentions and letting the crystal transmit those intentions into the water of the body,
mm-hmm.
is part of the theory behind the crystal bed and the work that's done on it.
Wow. That's really amazing. Now, does he have books out?
He had several books.
Okay. Are they listed on your website?
No, they're not.
Okay.
And he died in around 1991, I think, or 92.
Uh-huh.
and wrote a lot of really scientific things on bioluminescence. And,
well, yeah, that would lose me.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. But the things that he uncovered in his studies and in his workshops are just amazing things from a scientific aspect.
Sure.
Which is what I think really drew me in further to his take on crystals.
Right, the scientific aspects of
mm-hmm.
it, yes.
Yeah.
Right. Well, listen, we have a lot more to talk about, but it's about 20 after the hour. And I do want to give our listeners the opportunity to connect with you, Russell. And,
sure.
and I just want to quickly give out those numbers. And you know, if someone's listening and maybe has a question, maybe you've got some crystals, maybe you're interested in the crystal bed or something like that and have a question or would like Russell to do a reading for you, the lines are open. Let me give you the numbers. You can call toll-free from the USA, 877-876-5227. You can call toll-free from Canada, 888-815-9756. And if you're in the California area, you can call direct at 530-876-3222. My guest this evening is Russell Forsythe, and he's an angel practitioner, a medium. He's very insightful. I had a reading from him. It was wonderful. Not to mention the fact that you know, you really are an amazing healer, and I wish that I lived closer so I could take a look at that healing, but I'll tell you that much.
That would be great. I wish you could too. Maybe you'll get to visit Austin sometime.
That would be great. You know, I might just make a trip there, and I hope I won't blow up any of your crystals. Just kidding. And, you know, we could probably talk to you for hours just about your work with a crystal healing bed. I know that we could. It's also the readings, the information that you get, so important. And I also wanted to make mention to our listening audience that you do have a sign up on your website for inspirational messages that come every week, and I thought maybe you might want to take a moment and tell everybody about that. I know I just heard a caller, so caller, hang on for a second, we'll get right to you. And
yeah.
Russell, tell them about Angel Whispers.
Well, I was just guided a little over a year ago to start doing Angel Whispers, and they come out every Sunday, and they're based on a word. They're kind of a word study, and the first part of the whispers, I give my take, the Russell take on the word. And then the second half, I try to channel a message from the angels on that word.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just been a wonderful experience for me to learn channeling while I'm writing. And also, the response from my readers has been incredible and overwhelming. And I had originally committed to do that for only 1 year, but I'm really just enjoying it so much that I plan to continue it and really wish anyone out there listening would sign up and try it out.
That's right. And it's always nice to get something wonderful in your email box. That's what I say.
I like to tell them, sign up for Angel Whispers and only angels will call.
Yeah, wonderful. Okay, so we have a caller. Who's calling, please?
This is Sue from Ohio.
Hi, Sue. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Very well. Do you have a question or did
yes.
you want a reading from Russell?
I was introduced to crystals, probably 10, 15 years ago. And I was told that, this group that I played bingo with, and if we had the crystals with a point, and you could rub the point, and that would bring you luck. It never worked for me, but I wondered, I have all these crystals with, you know, the raw crystals with the points.
Sure. So
what does this mean?
Well, are you wondering what type of crystal would be something that perhaps would bring abundance or something that would be lucky
yeah,
to carry around?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have an answer for that, Russell?
Well, I do, and I don't want this to sound negative because what's coming up for me is that crystals cannot be used for harmful things or for anything negative. So they won't allow themselves to be used for that, as a matter of fact. And another thing that comes up when you say that is that there's a difference between cut crystals, like Marcel Vogel cut, and natural crystals. Crystals found in nature are programmed by nature, and they work with nature. So what I would say is that if it didn't really bring you luck, maybe, you know, you didn't set the intention, because in order to exchange information from a crystal, you have to do it mentally. You have to put your intention into the crystal. And let's just say in this case, your intention could have been, okay, if you work with me to win bingo, then I will donate part of this money to a cause. You might have had a different result.
Well, there you go. You got to talk to your crystal, Sue. You got to talk to him and say, listen, I will donate to charity if you let me win at bingo.
There you go.
Sue?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, the setting the intention of crystals, that's, you know, a lot of people, and you're talking, I guess I need a little bit just for myself. What are you trying to say when you say that a natural crystal that is found in nature is in tune with the earth and with nature, but if something is specifically cut, that it has a higher vibration or a different purpose? Can you explain that a little bit more? Because I'm a little confused.
Okay. Well, Marcel Vogel was a devout Catholic, and he had a waking vision of the Tree of Life, which was unusual for him.
Mm-hmm.
And it lasted for 30 minutes, and he was able to take notes. From those notes, he went into the laboratory and spent 1 year cutting a crystal to the most purest form. Mm-hmm. And the idea was to let the most amount of light into the crystal, and also to allow the people that were cutting the crystal to program it. And so the crystal could be programmed for, say, a healer, a teacher, a philosopher, a therapist, you know, and it could, or it could just be programmed just for the highest good of the user. And there's different ideas behind that, but he found out in his study, and he did a lot of experiments with crystals, that the ones that were just found in nature were programmed for that.
Well, programmed for what?
For nature. The information put into the crystal for the use was put in there by the vibrations of the Mother Earth.
Uh-huh.
And so they were programmed to balance and bring peaceful energy to the surroundings and the environment, say to the trees that they
make. But not to people?
I'm sorry?
But not to people?
Well, people are part of the earth. So
okay.
For the betterment of the earth, yes.
Okay.
I would definitely say yes to that. We're definitely part of nature.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
As a matter of fact, Marcel Vogel made this connection between
us. So he actually, and I hear you, caller, and I'll be right with you. So what you're trying to say is that he, when he cut the crystals, he pre-programmed them.
Yes.
So that they had a special purpose. However, yes. if you're using a natural crystal that's found in Mother Earth, can you not yourself program your own crystal for whatever uses that you deem that you need, such as enlightenment, protection, to help you with emotional things, that sort of a thing?
You definitely can, and
okay.
A lot of people use natural crystals, and so do I. But think of it like this, and the way he described it was, let's say I use an angel cut wand and a Vogel cut, and it's incredibly, it's like putting up an antenna, but it's got 16 sides on it.
Mm-hmm.
And he compared it to a four-sided crystal being like a four-cylinder, six being like a six-cylinder car, and eight being like an eight-cylinder car.
All right.
So that they're like boosters. They boost the power when they're cut like that to the. And also just to crystallize it, so to speak, is think of a mason, and think of the mason that goes to work every day and cuts stone, and he does it just for the money. He doesn't really care about anything else. Versus the one that goes and cuts for the love of the stone and for the love of the work. And that's the difference between the people cutting, say, these Vogel cut crystals is putting their loving energy into it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And are these available, like if someone were want one of those specifically, you could buy them somewhere?
There's only two places. There's some on the Internet. There's a lot of crystals that claim to be Vogel cut, and they're not.
Okay.
I think there's two or three places in the United States that actually do cut them.
All right. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. That's my own personal curiosity. Sorry, listeners. I had to have an answer. Okay, so we've got a caller. Who's calling, please?
This is Monica.
Hi, Monica. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good.
Wonderful. And I'm assuming you either have a question or would like a reading for Russell, so I'm going to turn you over to him.
Okay. Well, I'd like to have a reading.
Okay. And tell me your name again.
My name is Monica.
Monica. And do you have a specific question or would you just like to know what the angels want you to know?
Well, I'd like to know what the angels want me to know.
Okay. Well, one thing they're saying is that you have the voice of a teacher, that when using that voice in love, people listen, and that you have things to share with other people. I also will tell you that I feel a connection with the Mother Mary, and this connection is available to you to help with forgiveness aspects, letting go of some past hurts, and that there's a purification maybe going on right now with you that's part of this feeling that I'm getting about the Mother Mary and the need to nurture yourself through maybe some transitions or purifications going on with you.
Oh, okay. Because I feel like there's something going to happen, and I don't know what it is. I mean, I even just quit I had two jobs, and I just quit one of my jobs because I just felt it was time to quit. And the thing was, I was selling rocks at a store.
You were selling rocks?
Yeah, I sold stones for the last 5 years. And I mean, I loved it. I absolutely loved it, and I loved helping people, you know, pick out the right stones and stuff, but it was like it was time to go.
Okay.
Well, you know, I think, I can't tell you what it is, but I think there's a real reason for that, and I think it's good that you followed that guidance. And I don't know exactly what it is, but I am getting strong messages from the angels. They're like giving you gratitude and honor for following that guidance. And what they're specifically showing me are doors. And in order for some doors to open up, other doors have to be closed. And I'm getting that this is, very guided for you.
Okay. Now, I've been wearing Moldavite. I'm just really drawn to all the terrestrial stones. So I'm wearing Moldavite, and I'm wearing what they call crop circle stone that comes out of the crop circle. And
are you looking out at the sky at night at all, Monica?
Oh, I always do.
Seen anything lately, Monica?
That's my greatest joy. It used to be as a child was to lay in the grass and look at the sky.
Well, maybe you just know that something's coming, right?
I suppose. I don't know. It's just, I can feel it. Something is going to happen.
Well, you know what's...
Her cognizance, knowing without knowing how to know.
Hey, Monica, can I share something with you?
Sure.
Okay, I was doing research for next year as a numerologist. You know, we know the number of the year. So I started doing research going back, and I was actually looking for the years that had the same vibration as what's coming next year to see what happened on Mother Earth during those times. Let me tell you, girl, there were sightings for UFOs and all kinds of stuff on the years that the one that's coming up. So I think maybe you just know something's coming in advance, okay?
Okay.
Okay? All right, so you're okay. All right.
Well, thank you so very much.
All right, thanks for calling, Monica.
You have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. That's cute. I'm sorry, I had to laugh.
No, that's good. I enjoyed that.
Yeah. Well, I always find it interesting that, they say, pick a stone that you're drawn to,
yeah.
and if you're drawn to it, that's the best choice.
Yeah.
So apparently for her, she's getting ready for something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your workshops, because, you have mediumship ones, you have ones that help to connect people to their angels, you also have crystal healing workshops, Russell, and there's some information about those on your website. Now, hold on a second. Did I hear another caller?
Yeah, hi, Allison.
Hi.
Go ahead.
Okay, just hang with me, stay with us. I want to just give Russell a little bit of an opportunity here. So I really think that these look like wonderful workshops. Do you post them on your website when you have them upcoming, Russell?
I do, and it's been one of those things. There's so many workshops out there that I sometimes find conflict with scheduling them. I don't schedule them really far out in advance.
Yeah.
I usually do it 2 or 3 months at the most.
Right. Russell, can I just make a suggestion?
Sure.
Do people have to come to you for these workshops?
Well, I send them out on lists, and that's about the best thing I've done. I have done other types.
I mean, they have to be there in person for your workshops?
That's the ones I've been doing, yes.
Okay, we need to talk.
Yeah.
Because you need to be doing some teleconference workshops. I mean, in order to give the opportunity for people all across the United States to be able to connect to your energy, we need to talk. So.
Well, that's in alignment with what I've been getting, because I just signed up for Skype thinking that I could have people look at me and I could see more people and do groups and that sort of thing.
Okay,
so
all right.
You're right online, and I do need to talk to you about that.
Yeah, I got some ideas for you.
Okay.
That setting aside, let's talk to our caller. Hi, who's calling, please?
Hi, this is Nancy. How you doing?
Very well, Nancy. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
And I'm assuming that you're here to speak to Russell, so I'm going to turn you over to him.
Thank you.
Hi, Nancy.
Hello, Russell. The question I have is really just to see for mini reading what the angels have to say to me if they have a message.
Okay. Well, there's something coming up or something happening right now that I'm getting perfect timing. Something is really coming together that seems to be on your side and supporting a very positive outcome. And there's also a message about finding balance in this situation, both in giving and receiving. You're a very giving person, and you need to balance that with receiving, and even if that means opening up your heart to receiving from yourself. And opening up to compliments, not rejecting those in any form. And there's also a message about letting past hurts go, something you've carried a long time, and it's time to just go ahead and honor that it may have served you holding on to this, but it's just time to let that go.
Does that make sense, Nancy?
You know, it kind of does.
Okay.
Yeah, a little bit, yes.
Okay. All right, then. Anything else?
Yeah, just a little quickie. I've been in Oklahoma for the last 3 weeks, and my son is going to Iraq for a year. Is he going to be okay? I believe in my heart he's going to be.
Well, of course, the answer to your question is yes, he is going to be okay. And I just have to add to that the angels don't really give us information about the future event, such as any kind of loss that you're really inferring about. And the thing is that we write our script every single day, and as we do, things can alter and change.
Right.
But I do get that there's going to be an outcome that is going to help his soul. It's going to be an expression that helps him a lot with the way he feels about himself, and that he's going to come back a much better person.
Okay.
Well, that's good.
That sounds very good.
Okay, Nancy.
Thank you so much, both of you. God bless you.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bless you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. What you just said, that we write our script each and every day?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, can you kind of like expand upon that a minute?
Well, you know, there's energies of our soul and our past, present, and future lives that are all colliding in one moment,
mm-hmm.
as we take each step. And part of the guidance that I've got is that there is a mapped out road for us. There is a divine plan, but that, you know, we can we have a little bit of influence ourselves as to how that goes.
Sure.
And we have the ability to influence our script and our life and how things go. So
sure.
A lot of that is just how you look at things. And
perception.
Your perception. Mm-hmm. And if something that you could change your perception on is something being negative to something very positive,
sure,
that has an influence on your life that it means that you've rewritten that script.
Right.
You know, you've changed the way you felt about something.
Right. Oh, that's so true.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was just wondering, because like with numerology, pretty much we see the script. We see the soul intention and what experiences that people have, you know, the soul has saw in this lifetime, what they're working on to raise their consciousness, to elevate, you know, their soul. And I absolutely agree with you, perception is everything. And that's where, you know, the wisdom and from each experience just teaches you, you know, it's all about how you look at it, you know.
Well, and I think through my experience with you, you do have a way of looking at our roadmap.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's extremely interesting and powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll also tell you that being able to reflect on a portion of my life with you helped me alter a perspective about
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
And what maybe, this may be small degrees or small levels or layers or whatever you want to put it, but
mm-hmm.
something that was once viewed by me as very negative suddenly had meaning and reasoning and teachings behind it that helped
mm-hmm.
me experience it again from a different perspective.
Yeah.
And I think in that day it changed my script.
Well, you know, that's really what I, you know, in numerology, you know, you take the tool and then you have divine guidance when you use it. And the one thing that they really have guided me to do is to be able to look at things in the chart and to see the meaning behind it. Not just to name the experience, but also to be able to see the reason by blending it with the intention of the soul, which is all written in the chart. So I'm glad that what I said was, you know, helped you out there.
Sure.
But we do have a caller, so I'm
going
to just
great.
Jump right onto the caller. So who's calling, please?
Hi, this is Kathy. How are you this evening?
Very well, Kathy. How are you?
Great. I had to laugh. I was listening to Russell compliment you about how just something that you had shared with him changed his reasoning and his way of thinking, and I was nodding my head terribly fast over here. Too bad you couldn't see it. So, Russell, I understood exactly where you were coming from. My question for you this evening is, I wondered what the angels might want to share with me this evening, please.
Okay. You know, crystals are coming up. If you're not already doing it, working with crystals would benefit you. You have some old knowledge that can come forward with crystals. And what this also says to me is that you have things in the area of the indigo energy that could be beneficial. And this is symbolic of being a natural-born leader yourself. And with this, I think you have power animals as well. There's a real connection between you and nature, and that energy seems to just really be around you. Can you tell me what year you were born?
1951.
51?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you have children?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. How old are they?
One is 30 and one is 29.
Uh-huh. Have you ever looked at them as indigos?
I think I have a grandchild.
Uh-huh.
I think a granddaughter is.
Yeah. Okay.
And I think that she and I will have a special relationship and that I'll understand her better than her own mother will.
Mm-hmm.
She
yeah. Well, I will tell you, I'm just picking up that at least one of your children may be indigo, and this grandchild may be crystal. So, just so you'll know, that's where the information is coming about your connection.
Mm-hmm.
The crystal that first came up, I think, is relating to your crystal child. But you're a teacher of those, regardless, and in your position, that's means that you have a voice to help these children with their divine path and their divine mission.
Mm-hmm.
And so understanding about some of these beliefs around earth-based belief and natural beliefs would really help you to do teachings there.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe, Kathy, you should share with him what you do with crystals, because I know Kathy, so I've got to jump in here for some validation for
okay.
you, Russell.
Good.
Okay. What I do is, and it's funny that you should mention it, because I was thinking that maybe I needed to move away from it and not continue with it, but I've done a lot of studies on the power of crystals, the colors, like, and I've been drawn to the AV top quality Savorkian crystals, and I started learning the healing powers of the colors of the crystals. And before I moved to where I am here, I made up a medical form, and I would have people call me and do a consultation. And based on the consultation, I would come up with a composite that would tell me where people need maybe more amethyst, no sapphires, but they definitely needed aquamarine. And I would specifically design a bracelet for that person. And it would also come with like a 2-page report explaining the healing qualities of the colors of those crystals. And I would meditate on it, and it would include what I got for that person. And I used to do that and had a large number of people who would contact me where I lived before. And I've currently moved to a different location, which is very much nature and a lot of power and a lot of energy. But it's
yeah, so
slow.
You, right.
Slow picking up here, but I had been thinking about, I believe in it so much, but...
See, but you were so right, Russell. That's what I'm trying to let you know when you started off with the crystals, that
well,
you were so
you
right
that.
With her.
And the information I was getting while you were talking was that that's how you've influenced indigos, is by making that connection, whether it's the indigos of the mid-70s or the parents of those.
Right.
That is what we were talking about, is the love that's put into these stones and then sent out to people.
Yes, and it's just like when you do it, it's like afterwards you just feel so good that you've been able to help that person, and knowing that they're going to wear the bracelet and remember that there's so much more. Every day is in their power to decide how that day is going to be.
Yeah.
And,
well, there you go.
I appreciate it.
Beautiful.
You did hit it on the nose, totally.
Okay.
I appreciate it an awful lot, and I wish you a happy holiday season, Russell, and you too, Allison.
Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you so much.
All right, bye-bye. Well, there you go. I'm sorry, Russell. I had to jump in there and say, ooh. Because validation is always nice. You know
it
what
is.
I'm saying? Yeah,
it
okay.
Is. Sometimes you don't know if you're hitting spots or not.
Oh, you are. The one other thing that I wanted to bring up, that you're a musician, and you play a particular instrument, and you also make some healing music and some CDs. Could you tell our listeners just a little bit about that? Because you're a man of many talents, my dear.
Well, thank you so much. I do enjoy my creativity time, as you can tell.
Mm-hmm.
I play an instrument, and it's called a mandocello, and like the harp, it's sometimes referred to as instrument of the angels.
Mm-hmm.
I got very interested in it in the late 80s and have been playing it. I played guitar before that. I've been playing it ever since.
Sure.
And it's on a guitar body, but it's four sets of strings, double strings,
mm-hmm.
that are tuned like a cello.
Mm-hmm.
And I play it amplified, and so I don't really have what you call meditational type music. It's a lot of expressions about life itself.
Okay.
Through my music, and we did have a review with Vintage Guitar Magazine, and they coined the phrase for us, folkadelic.
And folkadelic.
So,
all right.
Folkadelic. It is kind of folksy, and it's me and a drummer who is also, by chance, an angel reader, and the two of us comprise the main part of the band.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have this music on your website, so I just want to refer everybody there.
Thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah, well, I wanted to, because I think that's wonderful. And I did hear another beep, and I'm just going to tell you, we got about 5 minutes left on the show, so bearing that in mind, I just want to get to this caller. So who's calling, please?
This is Sue again from Ohio.
Yes, Sue. What's up? Did you play bingo
well,
in the meantime? And
no, I'm just kidding.
What can we do for you?
Well, I just heard Kathy from Florida.
Uh-huh.
And I have two of her healing bracelets.
Uh-huh.
And they are wonderful.
Oh.
You know, they have just done wonders for me. And I believe in them 100%. They have just brought me out of the doldrums. Right up to where I should be.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. I'm sure Kathy's happy to hear that, but thank you for calling in and letting us know.
That's about a wonderful affirmation.
Yeah.
Could I have a free horoscope from, is it a free, what?
Well, would you, do you want to know what messages Russell has for you from your angels? Is that what you want?
Oh, I would love that.
Okay, Russell, better help Sue out here and tell her what her angels got to say.
Well,
okay.
I'm being drawn to an emotional experience with family, and which through you,
I am going through an emotional.
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes, emotional experience with a family member, and something that you can understand and heal around. You can just think of this person and surround them with love and angels, and just heal anything that is between you and this family member. Also, I'm getting something about the ocean drawing you near. I don't know if you live by the ocean or you've been thinking about
it. No, I don't, but I wish I did.
Yeah,
I love
the
ocean.
Basically, the water is calling, so it would really do the soul some good to get out and get near water and just experience some time near that, whether it be a river, stream, or ocean. And also, something that might serve you right now would be to think about detaching from outcomes. You know, that can always lead us into illusions about where our life's going and what's next for us.
And what did you say in the beginning?
Detaching from outcomes, Sue. Meaning not having expectations about what's going to happen tomorrow or the day after, the day after, or even how you want things to turn out.
Okay.
I'll let Russell explain. Go ahead, Russell.
This is about not creating illusions in your life. It's good to have a vision filled with hope and filled with how your future's going to be, but to build an unhealthy illusion is kind of the angel message about detaching from any outcome. Like I said, it's good to have hope for situations. It doesn't mean lose hope with situations. It just means kind of seeing the truth and saying, well, this is, you know, outside of my realm of control, so I'm going to give it over to the angels and live with whatever outcome there is without an attachment to it. And if you've been harboring any fears about recent events in the news, this could be guidance towards letting that go and not attaching to any of those illusions that are being put out there.
Okay, Sue?
Okay.
All righty then.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling back.
Y'all have a good Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, God bless
you.
All right. Well, that was interesting. Well, see, now that kind of goes along the lines of, you know, the crystal healing bed, which is where you're drawn to work, and then Kathy calling in and kind of like, again, talking about crystals and making these bracelets, and then Sue calling in and saying, well, it really helped me. See, it's all a theme here. We've got a theme going.
That's right, and that was a great testimonial about how it helped her to feel better. And I really think that with my experience, crystals can help you in that area.
Right. Oh, I agree. You have some wonderful testimonies on your website, whether they have to do directly with your readings, your mediumship, or even with healing sessions. So I really do encourage everyone to take the time to visit Russell's website. Russell, want to give your website one more time.
Okay, it's www.russellforsythe, and that's RussellForsythe.com. And from that website, you can link over to the Crystal Bed HarmonicCrystalHealing.com website, or to the musical website, which is RussellDMusic.com. So
okay.
You can link them all up if you just go to my website. And while you're there, sign up for the Angel Whispers. I'd love to connect with you on that level.
Right, and you do readings not only in person but also by phone, right?
I love phone readings. It's really they're really a lot of fun, and it takes away that energy of being in the room with someone, and sometimes they can be even a more clear channel than what people might think with the
mm-hmm.
phone.
I do most of my readings by phone, and I definitely, sometimes I can feel there are people with me, I'll tell you. I'll knock you off your chair sometimes. So
that's right.
You definitely can get that connection over the phone. So, Russell, I cannot believe that our 55 minutes together has just finished up, and how fast time flies when you're having fun. And I know that we could have discussed a million things. and we barely touch the surface of who you are as a person, what your work is. But I just want you to know that I really feel a kindred spirit in you, and I personally will, you know, I'm wishing you abundant blessings with your work, because I know that you're out there doing some good stuff.
Well, thank you so much. And one thing Marcel Vogel talked about was how thoughts affect people, and he used science to describe that. And that thought that you just sent, just I felt it here in Austin. So thank you so much, Allison. I really enjoyed the show, and maybe we'll just have a return visit and burn up another 55 minutes.
You are welcome back anytime, Russell. Anytime. All right, everybody. Well, Russell, I got to go. You got to go. And for everyone that called in, thank you so much for calling in. All of you out there that are listening, thank you so much for joining us again on Visible by Numbers. And I'll be back again next Monday night. And, Russell, you take care. Everybody have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Good night.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.